Hey, welcome back. Today I'm focused on number 12 in my list from last episode. What's that? You didn't listen to my last episode? Oh, for shame. You must go back. Last time I was talking about 14 ways to become a lifelong learner and why, as an educator, we have taken that vow that we will be lifelong learners. Well, today I'm focused on number 12 on that list of 14, and number 12 is using professional organizations and social media to expand your network. Check it out. Thanks for being here. Enjoy.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, do you remember last episode I was talking about I am an educator, I am a lifelong learner? Did you take my pledge in that last episode? What? Okay. If you didn't listen to last episode, I forgive you, but I hope you will go back and give it a whirl. In that episode, I get into the idea that being an educator means that you agree to be a lifelong learner, because there is no pinnacle to teaching and working with kids. You never reach that point where you can learn nothing more. Every child is different, and that means that it is important to keep learning. So in that episode, I asked you to repeat after me. So are you ready? Because I'm going to ask you to do that again. Say it loud and say it proud. I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. Very good. Love it. By the way, notice that I said educator because it's not just teachers. It's not just the classroom teacher. It's all of us who are involved in working with children in school settings. So now in that episode, I listed my 14 ways you could keep this pledge. Today, I want to focus on number 12 on that list. Join professional organizations, expand your network. And that's our topic for today. Education is a huge network that stretches from coast to coast and across the oceans. If you're going to be a lifelong learner, then why not reach out to others, whether through professional organizations or simply by seeking to expand your network by using social media? So let's talk about what a network is and then why you want to expand your network and how professional organizations and social media can help you do this. What's that? That's right. Is it coming to mind again? Here's that pledge. I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. Exactly. Well, what is a network? I mean, not television or some commercial sense of the word, but in terms of humans. A network is a group of humans who are connected to each other through a series of relationships. That means that they may be called upon for advice, assistance, recommendations, tough love, valued opinions, talking you down from the edge, keeping you sane. Get it? You have their number and they have yours, and you may see each other frequently or infrequently. Maybe you don't see each other at all, you just connect over the internet. But you are comfortable enough to call upon each other and ask for help when you need it. This is important. You never know when you might need someone else to be there or to help you with an idea or whatever. Do you have a network? Do you? Come on. If you do, when was the last time you attempted to grow that network, or is it still made up of only your college roommate, the former next-door neighbor, and that one colleague who you ate lunch with every day? Do you get where I'm going with this? Do you have a network? I mean, right now, think about if you needed a call for help or assistance, or you wanted some advice on some new instructional strategy, or just something you're going to do in your classroom, or you're working with discipline in a building, or you want to help your ninth graders do better. What do you have people that you might reach out to? Well, one way to expand your network is to join professional organizations. Whether you are an administrator or a classroom teacher, there are so many of these organizations and you need to connect with them. One way to expand your network is to join professional organizations. Whether you are an administrator or a classroom teacher, there are so many of these organizations and you need to connect with them. Content You know, for example, history, English, math, science, health, music, theater, elementary, middle, high, leadership, assistant principals, superintendents, alternative school, human resources, district staff, collegiate levels as well. Get the picture? There are all kinds of professional organizations out there. For example, the National Council of Teachers of English, National Science Teachers Association, National Council for the Social Studies, and the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics. There are often state affiliates of these programs as well. Additionally, there are leadership organizations with their own state affiliates, like GSSP, which is the Georgia Association of Secondary School Principals, which is part of the National Association, which is the National Association of Secondary School Principals, GAESP, which is the Georgia affiliate of the NAESP, which is the National Association of Elementary School Principals. And then you have AASA and GSSA, which are superintendents organizations. And in the state of Georgia, we have one that's for educational leaders, and all kinds of leadership organizations fall under it, and that is GAEL, GAEL.org. By the way, I'll have links to all these organizations in my show notes. So you can reach out. There are all kinds of groups out there. You find the group for you. Remember that you only get out of something what you put in. So that means that if you join but never do anything or never get involved, you should have never joined in the first place, because you have to say, "Hi, my name is Steve and I want to get involved." Now, I know your name's not Steve. Some of you might be, but you know, you want to say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so and I want to get involved and I'd like to come to some meetings. I'd like to get on the list or whatever." And, you know, get involved, because then you're really going to expand your network that way, because people are going to get to know who you are. You need to attend their conferences, their classes, their seminars, and maybe even become an officer, and maybe just simply volunteer to help. Soon you will know more people from across the state and nation. Now, you have to keep in mind, you become part of someone else's network too. It's not a one-way street. No. It's a two-way street. You know, you both can help each other, and you need to see it that way. So keeping in mind that it's a two-way street, it's not a one-way street, that you want to share and help, and you're asking for help and sharing from other people, well, you got to give, right? You got to give as well as take. You don't want to just be a taker. We'll talk more about that later. But, you know, the idea here is that so professional organizations are one way to expand your network. Well, another way to expand your network is through social media. Social media means that it is meant for people to interact with each other. It means to be social. Oh, so that's what that means. Yeah, it's just not just some fancy, you know, word that was slapped together, two words put together, and voila, we've got something. No, it's meant to be social, which means that you're supposed to interact with the people who are posting things. You know, you want to ask them questions. You want to say, "Hi, my name is," and see if you can't connect with them that way. So let's focus on a couple places where you can find educators. By the way, I know there are way more places than what I'm just about to name, but let's just stay focused on these. Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and audio podcasts, as well as YouTube, are perfect places for you to interact and find connections for expanding your network. Now let's talk about using social media to expand your network. Social media means that it is meant for people to interact with each other. It means to be social. Yeah, that's what that name means, social media. Two words slapped together, well, they do have a meaning. It's, you know, social media is meant for you to interact, to reach out, to talk, to identify, to expand, to connect with. And what I'd like to do is focus on a couple of places where you can find educators. Now, I know there are lots more places, okay? Let's focus on a couple of places where you can find them, like Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, audio podcasts, as well as shows on YouTube, right? Good place. Sometimes those shows are live. Sometimes they're recorded. Sometimes they're just little miniature videos that are just all about helping. No matter what, these are places where you can find people who can help you in your profession, and you can reach out to them, and they can become a part of your new network. Teachers, school administrators, media specialists, instructional experts, behavioral gurus, district help, educational vendors, so forth and so on, are all over these networks. Each of these sites are accessed for free. There are no fees for creating an account and following someone on their show, podcast, blog, vlog, or whatever type of post they are making. You know, many social media users typically just stalk each other. Now, I don't mean that in a bad way, but okay, No, I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, there's typically on social media, what happens is that people just kind of look at what they say and they repost it, or they don't comment on it and they don't share it, and they don't say anything about it, and they don't try and contact the person who created the post. That's what I mean by stalking, you know. But typically we follow and repeat or repost or save the site and content. We find something that we enjoy and we use the information, but we don't really interact with the author. Remember what I said about social media? It's supposed to be social, which means that you interact with the author or personality. And it could not be any easier. You follow them, which means that you can send a message. Say hi. You know, tell what you like about an article, post, video, and then ask a question. Pretty soon you're talking frequently and voila! You have a new person added to your network. You never know. You may actually end up going to the same conference or working together on a project simply because you reached out and said, hi, and then ask a question. How much easier could that be? One day when you need someone who can give you some unbiased advice or instructional suggestions that they have used, or just fill in the blank. What is really cool is that it is easy to stay in touch because you met through social media, and you can reconnect through social media, and you can stay connected that way. Remember, what's that about social media? Oh, yeah, it's social, which means that you interact with the person on the other line. By the way, just a note about something very important. I mentioned this earlier, and I just want to take some time to get back to this. Often there are people who are takers, never givers. You want to be a giver. Think about how you can help the person you are asking for help from. Is there something that you could do for them as well? Could you offer to help them with something? Like, are they writing a book and you could preview a chapter and provide feedback? Share their blog articles with others, introduce them to your audience, etc. Hopefully you're thinking about networking as a two-way street. Hey, what's that pledge I asked you about before? Yeah, I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. Nice. Expanding your network will help you do just that. Social, yes, social media will help you as well as professional organizations to expand your network. You'll be able to make new professional friends and contacts who you can help, and one day may ask them for some advice, help, or thoughts about a project you're working on. So what's stopping you? Are you ready? Okay, no excuses. Say it today. Promise yourself today you're going to reach out to someone today. I challenge you to. Ask them a question. Find that post you're following about, you know, whatever that is that you're doing for your class coming up. You found somebody who's really good at this activity. Say it's like, using stations in your classroom, learning stations. And you find that person who's good at it. Or maybe the person who's really good at using interactive notebooks. Or somebody who's an expert on classroom management. And you reach out to them and say, hey, I've got this question. I was wondering if you could help me with it. Remember that pledge? I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. Thanks for listening. Take care. And don't forget the pledge. I am an educator. I am a lifelong learner. Take care.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.